All right, the two families, we're starting.
So I pulled up at the parking lot, and there was five cars there. And you gotta remember,
this is the ghetto.
Yeah, this is the ghetto. In the ghetto, there isn't a lot of people shopping. It's like, not in that area. But I noticed that there was five cars there, and I was like, because the employees park on the north east side, and then of course the front is for the customers. But I was like, so I got out of my truck and went to the southeast side of the building and peeked around the corner. I looked around, and the two families, all of them are in a circle holding hands, praying. But they weren't praying very loud, and I was thinking, they're probably taking turns to pray, you know. And they got to one of the little boys, and he says, "Lord, I really want an apple today. I want a fresh apple, not an apple from the trash." And that one got me. I started crying. Because, you know, he's been eating apples from the trash, you know. And they're still good. I mean, just wash them up and they're apples. I mean, but he knew that those were from the trash. And then one of the little girls, Samantha, said, if it's possible, Lord, that you feed all the little birds, and they don't keep nothing in the barns." That's what Mom said. "You know that we're hungry and we're more important than little birds. But you created them and you created us. Is it possible for you to give me some double stuffed Oreo cookies? Because I would love one right now." They were just so cute. And then there's like a little hill and then trees. And then some families came over that and surrounded the two families and started praying for them, that God would bring a miracle. And they're all from the ones that have been blessed already. And I was like, wow. And here I am standing in the corner of that building just watching them. And nobody even sees me because they're not paying attention to that side of the building. But they're praying that God would deliver money so they're able to buy groceries. And Samantha goes, "Oh yeah, can you make sure that Blue Mustang," she goes, "can you make sure you talk to Blue Mustang today and bring Mr. Sonny with some money so we could buy groceries because we're hungry." And the mom goes, "Lord, if that's your will, we're going to stay here till a miracle happens because we're hungry." And then one of the little boys said, I really want to get some potato chips because I really would love some potato chips. And Lord, can you hurry up because I'm hungry?" You know, and they were just praying out with their hearts. They were, you know, they were just crying out to God. So, and then the families that prayed over them, they kind of just went back to where they came from. They didn't stick around, you know. They just came and prayed with them, and then they went back. And God says, tell him good morning. So I said, "Hey, good morning. How are you guys?" The little boy, I didn't know that little boy's name at the time, but he turned around and ran right to me and hugged me. I'm a total stranger to them. I've never even met them. They didn't know. They knew about Sonny. They knew about Blue Mustang, but they didn't. There's three Cadillacs pull up right next to my truck. And I kept talking to the families, and their eyes went from excitement to see me, but then when those black Cadillacs pulled up, they got quiet. They got scared. I said, don't pay attention to those Cadillacs behind us. It's okay. God will take care of them. I said, right now, I want to talk to you about the ministry that God has given Blue Mustang. And she's like, Leslie goes, well, I don't even care how much it is. The other families told us that they would get 140, but then Blue Mustang didn't want to change because, you know, the change, and because of inflation, he made it 150, and he's just so funny. That is just funny to us. But even if it's $20, we'll appreciate that because we could use it. And then the little boy goes, the other little boy, his name was Isaac, he goes, does that mean I get to buy bread and bologna and some cheese so I can have a sandwich? He was simple stuff like that, you know, and it's like they know that they've had plenty at some time, but then they also know that they didn't have very much, and they know both ways. Like, a sandwich was the world to that little boy. And so I said, yes, you could buy a sandwich now. You'll be able to buy some bologna and cheese and all that. And he goes, praise God, hallelujah, because I'm hungry. And so one of the husbands said, his name was Josiah, and he goes, you know, I've learned that when God does things, he does things big. Like, sometimes people think that they need a big miracle. Well, we just need a little miracle. We don't need a big one, but we gotta remember we serve a big God. We don't serve a little God. And the little boy goes, yeah, he's bigger than me. And he's just a little kid. He's only like 7. And he goes, can we pray? And the other dad, his name was Mark, he goes, yeah, let's pray. He goes, I want to pray and thank God for sending Mr. Sunny and Blue Mustang, and we're able to buy groceries. He was so thankful. That little boy, he's going to be a preacher. He's going to be a preacher somewhere. He's going to be a pastor. Man, he has a heart that loves God. And so he said, thank you, Lord, for Blue Mustang, for sending Sunny today, and now we're able to buy groceries. And we're not going to get what we need, what we want, but we're going to get what we need today. In Jesus' name, amen. And that's a 7-year-old little boy praying that. Where did he hear that prayer from? His mom and dad.
No money's been changed.
No money has been given. Yeah. And then the other father, he said, my name is Nehemiah, and I love the Lord. And God is faithful. He says, Sonny, God told us to come here and wait. But God didn't say to wait 20 minutes, an hour. We were willing to stay here all day till nightfall because God said to come. And God answered our prayer. And so then he hugged me and was crying. He cried for a long time, and then his little girl came over and she goes, my name is Lola and I'm always in trouble, but God still loves me and I'm really hungry. So she hugged me, and then I said, well, this is for you. I gave them 150 apiece, and they cried, let me tell you. They cried so much. They're like, now it's time for us to go in. But as we were praying, when the little boy was praying, those Cadillacs left. But the thing is, those guys in the Cadillacs, they never got out. They didn't even roll down the windows or nothing. And they were pretty close. They were like right there. And I was like, they just came and looked at us and then they left. And the families were like, who in the world were those guys? I said, I don't know. I said, but you know what? God loves them too. Like, just like he loves you. She goes, Sonny, you have no idea what this means to me. It's like, we're so hungry. And I was like, well, let's go get something to eat. You guys go get your groceries. So they hugged me. I prayed over them again. And God says, let them go buy groceries. So when I left, I went to the stop sign, went 4 more blocks, got to the light. I sat there and the 3 Cadillacs were across the street, parked side by side. Nobody standing out there, nobody talking. So God says, why don't you go and pray for those guys? I'm like, okay. So I go up, park behind them. I get out with my Bible. Finally, they all got out. There was 2 guys in each car. They said, well, how can we help you? I said, I'm here to help you. I'm here to pray for you. He goes, we saw you praying for those families. I said, yeah. He said, I was born in the ghetto over here. I'm 25 now, and we pulled up thinking maybe we could do something in this neighborhood to help all these kids and stuff. So see, it wasn't bad guys, but the black caddies looked like they were bad guys, you know, bad guys. But they said, we're trying to figure out what to do. I said, well, every Saturday morning when God sends me here, I come here and there's always 2 families. He goes, we're trying to figure out maybe buy some of these properties around here to help out some of these people. So I prayed with them, they prayed with me, and I said, what's your guys' names? He goes, is that really important? I said, no, it's not. So I gave him my ministry cards. I said, you guys ever need prayer, you want somebody to talk to, call me. And they're like, thanks, man. So they gave me knuckles, you know, and high five, and then they got on their caddies and they left.
I was kind of curious that it sounds like they're fairly well-to-do.
Oh, yeah.
So you kind of wonder where they got their money, huh?
Yeah. I didn't ask them.
Yeah.
But the clothes they were wearing and the shoes they were wearing, that's special order stuff. Mm-hmm. That's not Walmart, not, you know, that came from maybe Italy or France, I don't know, somewhere. But it wasn't clothes from around here, no way. They were nice.
Mm-hmm.
They were dressed pretty nice. But see, drug cartels and gangsters, like, they're not out to do something for the community.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll get to see them again. I'll talk to them again. So
that was just beautiful.